to have that kind of message as a rookie? I mean, do you appreciate having people kind of giving you guidance as you try to navigate your first year in the league?
I've needed a lot of guidance, yeah, and I'm appreciative of all the coaches and all the players that have helped guide me through all this.
So what was the message essentially from Bill to you guys?
For this week or for what?
For the bye week, yeah.
You know, for us, I think it's just get ready to finish off the season strong. And I think that do whatever it takes this week to finish off the season.
What are your bye week plans?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
Bill said earlier that he meets with you guys, the group of rookies, on a fairly regular basis. How are those meetings? What's the tone of those meetings? And what kind of things have you picked up over the year?
Well, like I was saying earlier, they're informative. The point of those meetings is to teach us rookies of how they do things around here, how Coach Belichick wants things done.
How have you guys come together as a group? I know years and years past, the rookies have kind of, I don't want to say bonded as a group, you know, first-year guys kind of sticking together. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's somewhat natural. A lot of the guys are going through the same thing, and that's kind of who you gravitate towards, yeah.
Yeah, what's this been like for you? Has it been what you thought it would be at this point as you hit the bye being in the NFL?
I didn't really know what to expect. You don't ever know until you kind of go through it. And that's kind of the point where I'm at right now, just going through it, you know.
Has it been fun? Has it been more business-like than you thought? Or?
There's been fun and there's been business, and it's kind of a mix of those two things, which are what make the NFL, I guess, what the little that I know.
What's been the biggest surprise for you so far?
Biggest surprise? You know, there's been a number of surprises. I think it's just a learning process, and I'm just constantly trying to learn.
I know you spend a lot of time scouting who you're going to go against, but do you take time to look back and say, you know, how many games? 7 games through, or however many, 6 games through, how did I do against this? Do you look back at all, or is it all forward?
Well, you try to take from the most recent game what you can learn from it, but you're always moving forward. You're always trying to get better because there's so much you need to improve on.
How much of the veterans told you about just keeping your body right? Because this season is obviously longer than any season.
Yeah, no, I think that's important. I think the guys would definitely say that, too.
Is this the perfect time, really, for the bye? Because you include the preseason. You guys have played 10, and you have 10 more to go. Is it kind of feel like the right time?
Yeah, it's got to be the right time. We didn't have any control of when we got the bye week, so we make the most of it.
Have you had to study here when you're in college?
When I first got to college, I had to study a lot because I didn't know much about the whole system. I didn't know much about football, so I've been studying for a long time now, and it's still a process. I got a lot more to learn.
What are your goals for yourself, if you have a couple in mind, after the bye week for the rest of the year?
It's to improve every week as I go forward and finish off this season better than I started it. Mm-hmm.